This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new show, and I'll tell you what, I'm more excited than a five-year-old on Christmas Day. I've been trying to get this company on my show for a long time, and they came on our radar about 6 months ago, but we finally reached out to them about 40 days ago, and here they are. And I'm talking about no other than Applied Blockchain, Inc. They're on the NASDAQ. Their ticker symbol is APLD, and with us today is the chairman and CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed. That's Mr. Wes Cummings. Wes, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, I would love to. So our company, we really actually launched about 2 years ago, and the goal at that time was we were going to be, you know, we planned to be one of the largest altcoin miners, so Ethereum, GPU-based mining in the space. But we quickly were able to gather some of the biggest partners and the biggest names in the space. But we entered this just a little bit before the mining crackdown in China. And when that happened, it really kind of changed our business opportunity and our business model. And our partners came to us and asked us if we could build capacity for hosting facilities in the U.S. This was in June of last year, actually. And we ended up going out, and I assembled a team. There was really not a lot of talent in the U.S. at that point that knew how to build these and operate these types of data centers, very different style of data center than you're used to seeing.
Right.
In the Amazon-style data center. And we went, we found a really good power location, a really good location to put the data center in a cold climate. And we went out and we actually ended up raising money with Bitmain, which is, you know, Bitmain makes, I think, 60 or 70% of the mining equipment in the space, one of the largest semiconductor companies in the world at this point. They came in more the lead investor for the round for us to go and build that site. So that really kicked us off as a meaningful player. And then we put that site together. We actually broke ground for the data center in September of last year. And from September 14th to December 15th, we put up eight buildings, big buildings. And so it was really an unbelievable build. And we executed on what we said we were going to do. Then we brought that data center online in January. And it, you know, kind of comes online a thesis. So it was fully online, by May. And so, after doing that, we ended up getting a joint venture with Bitmain to do that 15 more times, because I think we're one of the few companies that has really been able to execute in this space. And so that partnership really, that joint venture that we announced really legitimized us. We uplisted on the NASDAQ in April, raised $36 million in a financing, and then we're out building two more sites that will bring our capacity to almost 5x what we are today. Those sites should come online, you know, basically from late this year until middle of the spring next year. And once we have all of that online, we expect our company, I've said this publicly, we expect our company to be around $100 million of EBITDA generation, which will be very close to our cash flow on an annual basis. So we should hit that run rate kind of late spring of next year. And so there's a really steep ramp from here to there. But it's been kind of a whirlwind, but we have some of the biggest companies in the space as our partners. And we've really built out, I think, an exciting platform here. What I do want to key in on a little bit, Everett, is that, you know, the difference between us and other people that are publicly traded miners is we do not mine Bitcoin ourselves. We build the facility. We do co-location hosting, which is basically we put other people's equipment in our facility. We provide a white glove service where we run it, but we have long-term fixed contracts with our customers that really keeps us out of the volatility of the token, the Bitcoin day to day. But it provides really good visibility into what our business from a revenue and earnings perspective should do over the next year and really next 5 years, because most of the contracts are 5 year contracts.
Yeah, we went back to 1849. You guys would be equivalent selling the shovels and the picks and the clothes and everything you need for mining. And you're not going to go down there and physically get the gold out of the streams or the mountains. That's the market that you guys are looking at, correct?
That's exactly it. I say all the time, we're the picks and shovels guy. So we're providing the infrastructure.
Well, you know, recently you guys made an announcement, and I think that you guys intend to change the name from Applied Blockchain to Applied Digital Corporation. Can you explain what the initiative is behind the name change and what you see for the future going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And we did recently make that announcement, and the real purpose of that is because we're adding adjacent markets to crypto mining, so to Bitcoin mining specifically. So we've had this great opportunity, and we're still very focused. I don't want to take away any of the focus we have on Bitcoin mining. That remains, you know, laser focused for us to build those facilities and operate and be the low cost operator and make our customers very successful. And as that happens, but I want to also just kind of talk about the assets that we have. And these assets are, you know, we found these great sites. Most of our sites most of our capacity will be built in North Dakota. We have these sites with very low cost power, because what we do generally is we spend a lot of time vetting the power sites, vetting the source. In North Dakota, we're using a lot of wind power. It's the sixth largest wind generation state in the nation, but, you know, very small population, I think 700 and some odd thousand people in North Dakota. But what you end up with is finding, you know, stranded power locations. And what is stranded power? You know, there's a lot of incentives to build out a lot of wind farms. Specifically, North Dakota has a lot of great wind, but you can build a wind farm in, say, 18 or 24 months, but you can't build the transmission to, you know, to pull that power out necessarily. It might take 7, 10, 12 years. It takes a lot longer.
Wow.
So you have this power that can't get out, doesn't get used.
Right.
And so we generally go to these sites because we can take our data centers to the source of the power, right? And then we improve the return for the owners of the wind farm, allow them to build more wind farms. We're looking at actually just co-locating with new builds to really, you know, stimulate renewable energy in the future. But so we have these assets. And so these assets not only work for crypto, but I believe they really work for other high-performance computing applications. So anything
gotcha.
That is, you know, computationally intensive, but
right.
doesn't require ultra-low latency. So all the data center capacity in the U.S., you know, generally is built out for streaming, right? Because that's been the biggest application is, you know, Netflix-style streaming. Well, there's a lot more computationally intensive applications coming online, very big growth area, AI, natural language processing, protein sequencing, all of these things that don't
need... And quantum computers. Quantum
yeah.
computers is going to be a big thing. Yeah, go ahead.
And graphics rendering, right? Non-real
right.
graphics rendering, as we have, you know, Avatar 2 on the way out. And so things like that that don't require, you know, ultra-low latency connectivity, but we still have great connectivity, great fiber grid. But we have these assets where we can be the low-cost provider of high-performance computing. And so the name change really is signaling that we expect to land some of these other applications for our sites and for our data centers and become much more of a high-performance computing rather than just solely Bitcoin, although, we expect to be the low-cost, most efficient provider in Bitcoin hosting as well.
We see that Applied Biochain announced a 5-year hosting contract. That's what I'm really excited about. You announced the contract with Marathon Digital Holding. Can you tell us a little bit more about the contract? Marathon is a well-known name in the space. And how did this contract, how is it going to affect you, and how did it come about?
Yeah, so, you know, the CEO of Marathon, I have a board member, you know, it's just relationships. So we have
right.
no people in common, made the introduction that they are, they have a business model that is to use third-party hosting companies. And you know, there's a reason that I'll let them explain that, but I think it's actually a smart business model for a Bitcoin miner. And they let us spend the money to build the infrastructure. They pay us, and then we, you know, provide this uptime and hosting for them, and it allows them to really focus their capital on the miners themselves, and then on other initiatives that they're doing. So we signed with them. They want to be the largest, you know, miner in the space, looking at over 20 terahash or exahash to be online, I think late this year, early next year. So we had that introduction. I went through our sites with the CEO there, Fred, and we worked out a deal that is really beneficial, I think, for both of us. You know, it's a 5-year deal, 200 megawatts. We actually just expanded that by another 70 megawatts. We had that option that was out there that we signed this week. And so they'll become our largest customer. I think they're, you know, the premier company in the space as far as miners go. So I was really happy to sign that. And, you know, just really legitimized again what we're doing, you know, with our sites and with our operations. And I think if you talk to any of our customers now, they're very happy with how we operate. And I think Marathon will be too when we get them up and operational in the next few months.
You know, a big part of the conversation when it comes to Bitcoin mining is the amount of power it takes. When I found out, it blew me away. That being said, can you tell us more about Applied Blockchain Sustainability Initiatives, what your strategy is? Because energy prices are not going down, they're going up. And I'm sure you got to factor that in when you start putting up these data centers and you start writing up these contracts.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think this is one of the most important points. There's a couple of points here for us to make, which is we've meticulously vetted the power sources, our counterparties, and the contracts that we're signing to get really as close as you can get to fixed rate contracts in the power world. You know, you can't ever get truly fixed rate, but we've gotten very close. Our contracts are still, our power cost is very attractive versus what's going on in the world. And as I've mentioned earlier in the interview, we really focus on the stranded power, which has mostly been wind farms for us. And mm-hmm.
And solar, you start to look at solar a little bit?
We're absolutely looking at solar because most new builds are going to be solar and not wind. And in our site, so we have two sites in North Dakota and one site in Texas. And then our site in Texas is our counterparty is one of a large renewable asset manager that we hope to do more and more business with. But so we're really co-locating as much as we can with renewables. And then, the state of North Dakota as well, the governor's been on record a couple of times saying that their grid will be carbon neutral by 2030. And that's an energy rich state, right? They generate really almost maybe over double what they consume in the state. So it's a really good state for multiple reasons, but the excess wind power is a big one for us. Because we're really focused on being carbon neutral and providing, I think this is important, providing very good returns for people that are building out renewable energy, because you need those good returns to build out more renewable energy. And in the future, I'd like to co-locate with new builds. So what I'm sure a lot of people would know or have read, the thing that's really interesting about Bitcoin mining and operating these is we can take our entire data center up and down in a matter of, a minute. And so we have agreements to curtail. We don't sell our power. We don't generate power. So we don't sell power back to the grid and profit off of that. But what we do is we agree with our partners to curtail in times of very high demand. So it provides some stability to the grid. But we can take a 100 megawatt facility down to 1 megawatt usage in literally like 15 to 60 seconds. And then we can take it back up. It takes a little bit longer to take it back up, but it's not a long time. So this allows us to be a really good participant, and it matches really well with intermittent renewable generation, so solar and wind. It matches really well with that. So it's a really perfect mix. And so the two things that we are doing is we're making sure that we're using a lot of renewables, we're co-locating with these renewables, and we want to do more of that in the future, but also that our power costs are very low. And sustainably low, because we go to these places where it's stranded power and there's really no use case or buyer for it. We've spent a lot of time making sure we have those good contracts, because I think there's a lot of people in the space that are really struggling because they didn't spend that time up front. Last year when it was just boom time and the big rush, they didn't spend that time and they signed more variable rate type contracts. It's really a struggle now, right? But there's an electricity crisis in many places.
Absolutely.
All over Europe. It's a big advantage for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got about 30 seconds left. And I we went over a lot of information today on the show and everything. Just a couple of bullet points. What is it that you really want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
I want them to think of our company as one that is benefiting from the immense growth of Bitcoin mining in the U.S., but not taking the volatility risk on the token. So that's number one. We have some of the best blue chip customers as our customers for our sites is number two. And then, we're working over the next 6 to 12 months to really broaden our product set to just general high performance compute, which I think is a really big growth market for the next 10 to 20 years. And we want to be a leader in that low cost, next generation digital infrastructure.
Applied Blockchain has been our guest today that we're highlighting here on Stock Day. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APLD. You've been listening to the chairman and CEO of that company, Mr. Wes Cummings. Wes, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you enjoyed it and you'll become a regular and come back every 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Everett, I appreciate the invitation and I look forward to giving an update.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.